Part 1. Questions 1 to 8. Directions. In this part, you will hear 8 short announcements, or instructions. There is one question for each announcement or instruction. For each question, choose the right answer, A, B, C or D. Then, on the answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer that you have chosen. Now, let's listen to an example. On the recording, you will hear.
Hello. This is the travel agency returning your call. You left a message about the holiday you've booked, asking which meals are included in the cost during your stay at Sunny Hotel. Lunch and dinner are free, but if you wish to have breakfast in the hotel, you will need to pay an extra amount of money, depending on what you order. Let me know if I can help you with any other information. Goodbye.
On the test book, you will read, which meal is not included in the price of the holiday? A. Breakfast. B. Lunch. C. Dinner. D. All. The correct answer is A. Breakfast. Now, let's begin with the first question. First, you'll have some time to read the questions 1 to 8. Question 1.
Why is the speaker apologizing?
Your attention, please. The library will be closing at 3 o'clock today in order to add new books and periodicals to its collection. Due to the need to take accurate inventory, we cannot allow books to be checked out today. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause.
Question 2.
Why would Daniel Juergens like to reschedule the meeting?
Hello, Mr. Thompson. This is Daniel Juergens in the Finance Division. I am calling about the upcoming meeting with representatives of Shoal Barrier Associates. If you are free, we would like to move the meeting forward by 1 week. The main reason for this is that we need to wrap up the purchase as quickly as possible. Please get back to me about this as soon as you can.
Question 3.
Why will the Information Technology Division be relocating earlier?
Beginning Wednesday, June 3rd, we will be temporarily relocating to the third floor of our Capital Cities branch downtown. Before the full relocation, the Information Technology section will be moving to the Capital Cities branch on May 20th. This step will be necessary with the disruption of network service caused by the construction work.
Question 4.
What is the message mainly about?
Hello, Mrs. Hartman. This is Andy Sinton with Premier Design Interiors. I have a few questions about your recent furniture order. A number of the items you requested are not in stock at the moment. However, we are able to offer you very similar products that can be shipped right away. Please let me know if you are interested in this.
Question 5.
What is the purpose of the talk?
Okay, everyone. I asked you all to come today so that you know the schedule for the next 4 months. As I'm sure you all have heard, we recently received a major contract from Confederated Enterprises. However, we're really going to have to rush in order to meet the deadline in 4 months. So I have broken down the tasks that need to be accomplished by each department and will be assigning them to you. After I give out your department's tasks, I'd like you to create a plan showing how you'll be able to complete the assignments by the deadline. I'll need those work plans emailed to me by this Friday.
Question 6.
Who most likely is the speaker?
Good evening. This message is for Marty from Clara Clayton. I'm just calling to let you know that I may have found an office space that might be exactly what you're looking for. It has 6 executive offices and a conference room. The only problem is that it isn't as close to the subway station as you wanted. However, it is in a waterfront building, so the view is quite spectacular. The rent is $8,000 a month. So, if you're interested, give me a call, and I can arrange for us to have a look at it today with the landlord. I might not be in the office, so please call me on my mobile. Thanks a lot, Marty. I'll speak with you soon.
Question 7.
What will be provided for the travelers?
May I have your attention, please? Due to severe weather conditions, all outgoing flights after 7 p.m. on EuroPO Airlines to Milan have been cancelled. This includes the 7:30 flight as well. The next available flight to Milan Malpensa International will be tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. We apologize for the inconvenience and will be offering hotel accommodations and shuttle bus service to those passengers who require them. For further information, please go to the EuroPO Airlines counter. Thanks for your patience and understanding.
Question 8.
What is the celebration for?
It is my great privilege to welcome you all to this evening's anniversary celebration. In just over a decade, we have become one of the most reputable names in the American office supplies industry. It is largely because of your efforts that we have made such tremendous strides.
That is the end of part 1.